三个点。你看，
一个 round literally to every department in the hospital, and all the secretaries, you drop mail off in all the offices, all the departments, and pick mail up. Path labs, you drop bloods and stuff off, so you're quite often in the labs, picking up stuff, delivering stuff from there. Notes, we get called a lot for notes. There's an office down at casualty, and whenever a patient comes in, we got one of the secretaries, she says, "It's only me." You know, so she says that. Could you get me notes from records, or mainly records? But then sometimes you have to get them from offices. That's a lot of walking in the day. It's a lot of notes, as you can imagine, with all the patients come in. Porters literally do go everywhere. I don't think there's many places that we don't go. My name's Nigel Thomas Parry. I'm a porter driver at Bronchitis Hospital. I work primarily out of the portering department in the hospital, but I do occasionally drive vans and a minibus, staff minibus. Portering around the hospital, there's three shifts. There's a 7-3 shift, there's a 3-11 shift, and there's 11-7 shift. There's two main porters on every shift. We work obviously a lot with casualty because we take a lot of patients from CAS. So there's a lot of nursing staff down. They'll phone you and say, "Oh, we've got a patient to go to CT, or we have a patient for an X-ray, or this patient goes to the ward." It's the main three phone calls you get. Usually you don't have that interaction with patients because if they're ill, you don't know how they are, and you don't want to talk about stuff, so you don't get into that kind of... It's a general conversation. "Oh, you know, it was a nice day." "Yeah, it was lovely today." "Or the weather's good." "Yeah." "Oh, you been anywhere late?" "Oh, yeah, been all late." All things like, you know, it's more of a thing because you don't want to... And I don't think they generally want to... And if they do, they'll open up to you today anyway. So you can't push that. If you come in and you're fully staffed, that they can be good. You have your main porters who will carry beeps and phones. They'll go around and do the answer phones and do the main jobs. And then you have a spare porter then to do the mail, to do the rubbish, and to generally do other jobs. And there's always jobs like come up and the boss will come in and tell you, "Oh yeah, we've got offices to move." You go, "Oh, we need to help records get their unload their records into a van that takes them away to a storage facility." Easy when you've got plenty in. If there's only two of you in, which does happen, unfortunately, quite often, and not through anyone's fault, just through staffing, then it's a hard, because then you've got to do all your portering, answering the phones, and the mail, and the rubbish, and these extra jobs. And then at the end of the day, you're thinking, why am I here? Some of the boys have measured it, and we literally do walk miles and miles and miles, because it's on a hill, it's quite long, and it's, you know, it's fun. Most of the time. And you enjoy kind of the banter with other staff and the sort of pussy laugh. Most people are pretty good and get on with you. And then a lot of them are in the same situation. They're all kind of busy. But you find most of them are smiling. And most of them would be okay with you. You get one or two grumpy ones. And you just don't talk to them. If you were doing the minibus, you're going to come in the morning. You're going to start about 6:30 as the start time. Start up, and then you basically jump in the minibus, drive up the hill to the car park. If there's staff there, you bring them in. If they're not, you wait till some staff come in. Sometimes you sit there because some of them walk in if it's a nice day. Stick the radio on, listen to the radio. It's not a taxi, not a really busy job. The main problem with it actually is that sometimes it's a bit boring because there's literally up and down the hill, up and down the hill, and it's okay if you want to sit around, but it's an easy job. Quite a lot. It's quite a good mix of porters who work in the hospital. Most of them are quite fun.
In a minute.
We have a good chat, good laugh, good talk in the tea room and everything. We do occasionally go out as well outside work, usually on a payday, night out now and again, and have fun. That is a good... I think that makes it easier. If you were in a department where you weren't getting on with people, thing, I think it would be quite hard, but you do release a lot of tension and things there for some of the things you have to do and work with. I generally get on with and do what I've got to do. I don't need to be told all the time what to do. There are some porters which are good workers, but they're encouraging sometimes to do it. I suppose in all walks of life, you know, some people need just a bit of guidance. They say, I've got a big mouth and I'm always telling people what to do. I say, well, if you did it, I wouldn't need to tell you. So.
This sign Asgard, doors opening. This sign Kai, doors closing.
Patients, you're always asking patients if they need help because they wander around looking lost. Even then, you'll always get the ones that say, no, I'm fine. Even when you know they're not.
Level PIN, level 5.
Me personally, I don't know if everyone would agree with this, but me personally, I like helping people. I like being able to show people where they're meant to go when they don't know.
Level 5, level 7.
Because our hospital is quite confusing and on a hill, and it's up and down, and it's, you know, you can quite easily get lost. You quite easily get lost if you know where you're going, but quite easily, if you just come in here, you're under a bit of stress because maybe you're not well, or you're visiting someone that's not well. You're not thinking straight. You're not concentrating and you trying to get somewhere, and I think just being able to tell someone, look, just go down there, up them steps along the corridor, you're there, fine, and they get, well, you know, I personally get a lot of inner glow from that, because that's an easy bit to do. It's so easy to do, and they really appreciate it.
Lift them into village, lift going up.
For 8 years I worked as a night porter. Security, you're supposed to wander around the inside of the hospital, check that all the external doors are closed. There's no obvious windows left open that someone could come in. I remember a few years ago, I was just walking around, and I checked everywhere, and everywhere was shut. And you never find much inside. It's usually all locked and everything's shut. And I just went to open this one door internally, which is an access door to another couple of doors. And as I opened it, it wouldn't open. So I went to push it. As I went to push it, there was someone sleeping. On the floor, maybe jumping on my skin. It was just someone to come in and got drunk and fall asleep. You know, we just had to ask them to leave and move on. Sorry, you can't stay there. I wish they did. A bit grumpily, but. They don't pay you enough to work nights because nights is a killer. I'm glad I don't enjoy that anymore and I wouldn't go back to it. Some people say they love it and everything, but if you don't sleep, it's hard. But you get slightly more pay for doing it. Not enough, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't do it again. But some people still do it. One of the jobs you do, which you do on nights and you also do on day, is occasionally you have to bring deceased down from the wards. And that's never a nice job, but it's a job that has to be done. At night it's done by two porters. And you have to bring them off the ward, take them down, write them in the book, put them into the chapel, and then they get sorted in the day. But that's one of the harder jobs, I think, in the hospital. But it's something, you know, it's part of running a hospital. It does happen, so you have to deal with it. Lived in Aberystwyth, went to school in Aberystwyth, met my wife in Aberystwyth, and I have a wife and 3 kids and live just outside Aberystwyth. It's a lovely little town. It's a great place to live, Aberystwyth. It's a nice town centre, lovely prom, some nice beaches, lovely countryside all around. 2 of the kids are away now in university. My youngest is 14, he's still in school. A dog, 2 cats. So we get to walk the dog. Dog leaves not all walking, so I like walking. I started here in 1988. So I've been here quite a few years and seen a few changes. The hospital's still the same. A lot of the functions it does are still the same. Most of the people I knew when they started have left or leaving. There's still a few around. I don't know, I'm 54, so I've got another at least 10 years, although they've raised the retirement age now. So I would like to have retired. My plan was hoping to retire at 60, but we'll have to see where I am financially at 60. It's a fairly physical job, watering, so I didn't plan to go on much after that, and hopefully I'll still be physically fit. But I've got other things I'd like to do, and I'll have done in a few years, I hope, by then, to earn a real retirement. I've got 3 kids, so I might have some other things pop up or occur, you never know, but we'll see. But I'd like to do a bit of travelling with my wife and see some parts of Britain and Scotland and other parts of the world. I love travelling. I do like travelling. And taking the dog, walking the dog. Simple things.